no problem, either no problem or very slow problem. Very light focus. So much bubble, so much anxiety, so much thoughts coming, and asleep at night at the hospital, asking, how this married person can sleep at night, not thinking of Krishna, all nasty thoughts coming, crying for nasty things. You are not crying for Krishna, dog hope, crying for stone. What is this life? Is it very good life? Next life is a dog or horse. This life you will be a dog and horse. Finish. Huh? Miss the opportunity. That on human path is the reality of Siddhartha. Purpose is to get Krishna. Develop bhakti, paramartha, love. Now it is lost to you. Finish. Lost. Then lost. You missed the opportunity. You lost. It's lost to you. Is it intelligence? Why they are married? What is the necessity of marriage? That's the question. Now, this is the ongoing problem of this marriage. General rule is this, according to Vedic system, marriage between Kshatriyas and Kshatriyas, Brahmanas and Brahmanas, and general custom. General custom. Same custom. General custom. If marriage is sometimes takes place between different classes, they are two types, anuloma and pratiloma. But anuloma marriage is recommended, whereas pratiloma marriage is not recommended. What is anuloma marriage? Anuloma marriage means between a brahmana and a daughter of a kshatriya. A brahmana boy, may marry a kshatriya daughter, a daughter of a kshatriya, is low class, if the daughter is sadguna-bhakti. If that daughter, the kanya, possesses the good qualities, one girl is there in low class. She is born in low class. Well, that, but possesses nice qualities. So a higher class, a boy of higher class may accept that girl and may marry. Yes, that is unlawful marriage. Understand? Legal is a qualified girl. Possesses good qualities. It's a konya ratna. Konya ratna. Ratna means gem, like a gem. Gem, like gem, is there in a muddy place. Gem is in a muddy place, but a gem is there. Thou should collect it. Yes? Maybe place may be muddy, but gem, you must collect it. Understand? So the girl is a low family, low caste, but she's a gem. All is a very good quality. So a higher caste boy may accept her as wife. And it may be recommended because this is unlawful marriage. Understand? Unlawful marriage. But boys or males should be higher class and girls should be lower class. It's not that girls should be higher class, males should be lower class. No, that is pratiloma. It is not recommended. You understand? If something selfless will happen, then because the girl comes of a respectable family, you understand? But the boy or husband is low family, then the girl or wife will predominate. Yes. She will predominate. I come from a respectable family. You are low family. She will predominate. Yes. Then the husband will be dominant. She will dominate. over husband. Yes, she'll ride over husband. Not the husband will ride over her, she'll ride over husband. Yes, you become horse, I will ride you. Yes, this will happen, Baba. So therefore this is not at all recommended. This unlawful marriage. Not at all recommended. Because, how it will. But one is a very lusty person, only marries to satisfy his lust, only to enjoy, give pleasure to anger, you understand? Only to give pleasure by sexual activity. All right, very good, you ride on me. I am horse. Handpeg. Yes, handpeg. Sinful of their And this will inflict through Shastra. Shastra. This word Shastra is formed in verbal word Sas. Sas means Sasana. Discipline. Shastra inflict discipline and Guru inflict discipline. Disciple means under discipline. Otherwise there will be indiscipline. If there will be indiscipline in society, what society will be? Society of dogs and horses. It cannot be human society. Society of dogs and horses. Yes. In Western society means society of dogs and horses. Yes. My Guru Maharaj went there to say, what life you're living? Like a living life of horses and dogs. Yes. Society of dogs and horses, not human society. Human society means they should follow very rules, regulations. Shastra will be. Rules, regulations, Shastra. Discipline is there. It's not indiscipline. You understand? That is human society. This is need for human beings. Human beings are really achieved birth and of higher type, I say, consciousness. When one gets human birth, his level of consciousness is something higher. Higher than the other species, consciousness of other species. And because the purpose of this really achieved birth is to develop complete Krishna consciousness, and get Krishna. Develop your bhakti and get Krishna. That's the purpose of this realization of human birth. Unless you follow Shastra, there are very good regulations, and discipline is inflicted through Shastra, very good literature, and discipline inflicted, and by Guru, how can you develop complete Krishna consciousness? Then your level of consciousness will be degraded, and lose your possibility. Opportunity is available to you in human birth that you may raise to the level of consciousness, to the highest level of consciousness, that is complete Krishna consciousness. Yes, that you lose. It won't follow. The discipline inflicted through Shastra, discipline inflicted by Guru. You understand? One should think it up very seriously, what, how it is. Therefore, Krishna has given us Veda Purana. Maya buddha jivar nahi, Krishna smriti jnana, jivere kribaya kaile Krishna Veda Purana. This is the kriba. This is the mercy of Krishna and Lord. We have given Veda Puranas to conditioned souls. We have forgotten Krishna and Lord for Surak, a living life of dogs and horse animals, or one in the store. You understand? How can you raise the level of your consciousness, your possibility available to you, unless you follow Shastra. Tasma Shastra Punani, Karja Karja Bhagavad Gita says, what is Karja, what is Akarja? What is to be done, what is not to be done, how it will be divided? According to Shastra Punani, Shastra evidences. Isn't it? So Shastra is given. And this is Krishna's mercy. He has given Shastra, Veda Shastra. And Guru is there who knows the purpose of Shastra, Tattva Veda Tattva Jaya. You should not interpret Shastra according to your own means, no? Guru. Go, approach Guru. Very good. Acharya, Pandit, who knows Shastra, Siddhanta, Tatparya. You are familiar? Therefore, in this way, there is discipline. In this society, who Shastra, who Guru. And you have to accept, otherwise, there is no question of your spiritual advance. There are dignities. So in that all these things comes from God. Question of marriage. What is necessity of marriage? What is the necessity of marriage? That's the question. You have material body, and material body has demands. Four demands. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, manasa. Isn't it? Eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Yes. The body has demands. You have a mental body. And this body has demands. Yes. It's natural. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, manasa. Eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Then mating means sexual activity, isn't it? And medical person say, yes, this is biological need. Yes, this is biological need. Yes. That's it. Isn't it? Biological need. Yes, you have to do. Otherwise, you see so many bagels are there, madmen are there. Yes, they are turning mad. The boys and girls, young men and young women. Yes. Because unsatisfied this sexual urges. So they turn mad. It's a hysteria. Yes, affected by hysteria. Yes. Unsatisfied sexual urges. Sexual urges not satisfied, so they turn mad. Yes. Then medical person says, yes, this is the disease. He or she is affected. Unsatisfied sexual urges. So this is history. Madness. So what happened? Alive? Give him a girl to enjoy. So let him go to a prostitute and enjoy. Then there is prostitution. Prostitutes are there also. In this way. this is natural when you have a... And natural world is there when you have this bitter body. So that is that you need, you follow? And it's quite natural, a natural attraction between a man and woman. Man is natural attracted to woman, man is natural attracted to man. Even in animals, all societies is there. But it's a prabhuti. It's a prabhuti. Prabhuti resa bhutana nidhuti istu mahapara. But when you have gotten the mandorika, that is really achieved the purpose of this bath is there was some discussion also. There was bhakti and great Krishna. That is the supreme perfection of human bath. That's the goal. Understand? That's the goal in human bath. That's what Krishna has given you. This is rarely achieved by human life. And undergoing lots of other phases, you have now gotten this path. Human path, rarely achieved path. What is the path? Paramarthavara. In this path, you will achieve Krishna Bhakti, develop complete Krishna consciousness. You will get Krishna in this life. Yes. Other phases, life of a dog, a horse, germ, worm, bug, beast. You cannot. Not such thing. There is opportunity available for you in this very bath. Human bath. It's annoying. This is the purpose. And this opportunity available for a very short time. Any moment this body may finish. Who knows, death may come today. Do you know? Death may come today. This is the uncertainty is there. Who is wise, intelligent person, you should understand it now. For a very short time this opportunity has been available to me. I should not miss the opportunity. I must have. Take. ప్రకృతి దేశా భూతానా నిధి తీసుకు మహాత్మ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ జనరల్ ప్రకృతి 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 మీన్స్ జనరల్ ఇన్స్టింగ్ ఫర్ వాట్ సార్ ఇన్స్టింగ్ టెండెన్సీ అలాగే జనరల్ టెండెన్సీ ఇది అంటే ఇట్స్ జనరల్ టెండెన్సీ నాకు బాడీ మీన్స్ జనరల్ టెండెన్సీ దాని డిమాండ్ బట్ హౌ టు కర్వ్ దిస్ టెండెన్సీ క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ కర్వింగ్ దే డోంట్ గివ్ సస్ వేస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ there are very better way of instruction how to curb this tendency. You follow me? How to curb it? You follow my language? Yes, how it can be curbed. So that means, what is that? Devaya pravaya nārati. So, a bhāvat says, loke devaya nishti samadhya seva sityāsti gantor nahipatra sodana వ్యవస్థితస్థేషు వివాహ జ్ఞాతురా గ్రహీరా సునివృత్తిరిష్టా 11.5.11 లోకే వివాయా సమర్థ సేవా నిత్యాస్తి గంతో నైతస్థోదన వివాహ జ్ఞాతురా గ్రహీరా సునివృత్తిరిష్టా.
Everyone is naturally inclined to have sex, to eat, and drink wine.
Yes.
There is no need for the scripture to encourage these things.
No. Let it scripture never encourage these things. Yes.
Scriptures do, however, give concessions to people who are determined to do these things.
Yes. And there are the means how to curb this. Curb this prabhuti. Curb. You understand tendency. That better say. Yes.
They grant license to enjoy sex by allowing sexual intercourse with one's lawfully wed wife at the proper time of the month. They grant license to enjoy sex by allowing sexual intercourse with one's lawfully wed wife at the proper time of the month.
In the ones?
Lawfully.
Lawfully. Wedded wife. Lawfully wedded means not in material law, Baba. Basic law. Basic law. శాస్త్రి 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 ఇంజల్స్ అంటే లాఫుల్ మీన్స్ బేసిక్ లా వేరే అకార్డింగ్ టు బేసిక్ లా వేరే అకార్డింగ్ టు బేసిక్ లా నాట్ లెట్ బి అ లా ఇన్ ది కోర్ట్ ఇన్ సైన్స్ ప్రిఫర్ మ్యారిస్టర్ దెన్ వీ మ్యారీ టుమారో విల్ గో డెట్ మ్యారేజ్ అండ్ మ్యారీ అనదర్ ఇస్ నాట్ దాట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ లా. That is law means once accepted, non superior. Yes, that is law, yes.
They grant a license to eat meat to those who perform a certain kind of sacrifice, and a license to drink wine to those who perform a certain Pramani sacrifice. The purpose of granting these licenses for sin gratification is only to restrict the destiny.
That's right. To curb the tendency. To curb the tendency. That's what they are going to restrict us. Yes, not to encourage. Encourage. What are the tendencies of this obsession? Sexual enjoyment. Dhamma. Lost his stomach. Lost the person. So much tendency for this sexual activity, sexual enjoyment. Then Deva says, you have to marry. You have to accept a wed, a marry, a girl, a woman, according to Vedic rights. You understand? What is that? That says, when you accept wife means, you should prepare to accept his responsibility to maintain her. Yes. A woman is always dependent, not independent. Veda never describes human independence, no. They are always dependent. You understand? Veda never gives independence to man. You follow? Yes. Huh? Dependent. Before marriage, they are dependent on father. You understand? Father, mother. When married, dependent on husband. Huh? When husband leaves home, that's Bhankosha. Producing son, giving them education, now son is capable of maintaining. Then they are dependent on grown-up son. So you have to say that dependence. You understand? The locus of independence. For women. You know? So, you want to marry, you are a very lucky fellow, cannot tolerate your sexual heart. So, you should not enjoy any woman catch up and enjoy. No, not like a dog. Any dog can catch up any beast on the street and enjoy. You are not like that. You are not a dog, you are a human being, Baba. But you suffer there. Then next life will be a dog or horse. Or you are in the straw. Yes. Or monkey. Monkey. A male monkey has more than one dozen female monkeys. And only these ones. Hebrew. 5 minutes, inside. You are like a monkey. Indians. Monkeys, Indians, very lost. Yeah. Here's a woman. Here's 5 minutes, 1 minute, inside. Are you like that? No, I'm sorry. You want to? Like that? Monkey or horse or dog or Indian? Next life is bad. Human birth, I said, means for this. There was complete prison also, in prison. You prefer to be degraded? Nonsense, idiot. So, that's what faith says, you should marry. According to Vedic law. So mantras are recited, Christian come, recite mantra. Yes, I accept him, my wife. I take up this responsibility, maintain her whole life. Yes. Dependent, give her nice sari, garments, food, yes, health care, yes, many demands. Wife has many demands, give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. And your husband, you have to satisfy her demands, Baba. Yes. Lord Ramchandra showed that to the ideal husband. She thought him, said, my dear husband, please cast this golden deer for me. A demon says, a demon marries a thing, so wander there, the form of a golden deer. Maya is a religion deer. Didn't Lord Ram know this thing? It is a deer. It is not a deer. Was it unknown to Lord Ram? But why is Ram doing it? Because I tell husband. Wife has such demand. Yes. Sita Devi said, my dear husband, I want this. Well, then, yes, then have to be it. I want it. Lord Ram said, why do you want it? Well, if it is 10 minutes, when you go back to Ayodhya, I take it and I give it as a presentation to Bharat. Sita Devi said like that. Then I tell husband, Lord Ram, Ram Gandhi. Lord Ram knew is a demon. Isn't that here? Immediately you would have thought that my dear Siddhartha is not real deer, he is an illusory deer. The demon, that's what you would have killed there. But why you ran? To teach us. Understand? That is Ravana's mission, Marjyada Purushottama. He said, I have come to establish Veda Marjyada. This is my mission in the human society. You know? Yes. No more is to translate Vedic principles, Vedic ideas. That may be something to establish it. So this is the ideal husband, to the fulfill the demand of his wife. Yes. So he ran. Ran it. Huh? As a result, Sita was kidnapped. Then back, Sita was kidnapped. Then cried for Sita. Sita, help me, help me, help me. Why cry? It's Lord. Why Lord will cry, Baba? And this is for us, to teach us. The absent wife means to pick up this responsibility, to maintain our quality life, she is dependent on you, to satisfy all her demands. Yes. Otherwise, not easy to become a husband. The absent wife, easy. Yes, you should have that capability. You need this sari. Yes, very nice sari. Give me this sari. You need this armor. Oh, my dear husband, give me a golden case. I want to remain in a golden case, not in a big house. No. Make me a golden case. I'll be there. Do it. Can you? You cannot? Don't marry. Don't accept a wife, Baba. No. Don't accept a wife. That is in your faith. An ideal person. Therefore, Ram ran behind that illusion here. You see? Then, he has to cry. Wife is demanding the fulfillment of her demands. Then husband has to cry, 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 yes, cry, cry. Now you are crying, isn't it? Crying at night and must be there. You see? You can take lessons from it, Baba. How nice it is to accept a wife. She'll make you cry, definitely make you cry, yes. That's what Rama did. It's for us, you have to cry. Then it is also our duty. To rescue the wife. My wife is kidnapped. That's the duty to rescue it. Then she has to go to Lanka and fight against the dead demon Ravana. Fires, battle, fighting, Then rescue. That's the duty. Give up protection, give up all nice maintenance, fulfill of demands. Yeah, then children will be produced. Take care of the children, give them maintenance, give them all medical care, and give them nice education, make them qualified. All the responsibility you have. You follow? Yes, yes. Before accepting a wife, you have to think of all the responsibilities now will come to me. Are you prepared to shoulder all this responsibility, burden all this responsibility, carry all this responsibility? No, I am not capable. So no more marriage. I won't marry. I won't accept. Then I said, like a very nice life. No such chaos and anxiety. Yes, all that you can think of, Krishna, do bhajan, such a happy life. Now your bhajan gone, your everything gone, now you are crying for your wife, crying. See, first in such situation, you have to cry for her. Crying, crying all night, cannot sleep. No, Father Krishna comes now. If Father Krishna comes, finished. Your spiritual life is completely finished. Completely finished, yes. But this is there. But enjoy such means, it's not unrestricted. Restricted such enjoyment. You should not enjoy it like any lady, woman, and enjoyer. No, that is a good, like a man. Ever is a Vedic principles, right? Vedic law. Then you have to take a bit of responsibility, Baba. If you cannot show the responsibility, don't marry. Remain bachelor. Remain bachelor. Very good life. A lot. So you know, curb this tendency. This process there, Lila Re, Krishna. You follow? You endeavor this process to curb your tendency. Curb. Yes. Oh, So much thing. Arab Baba. Allah, tell us no more. It's better to be in bachelor than in a brahmachari. Very good life. Very nice person contact, very little developed person concept, very vertical arm sent to there. No debt, no demand. Do you understand? No such thoughts will come. And family life means every day you find a quarreling husband and wife. Quarreling. You know this? Yes. You are quarreling all night. Telephoning me from Australia, Maharaj, we are quarreling. We are quarreling. Fighting. I cannot sleep at night. What do you do? Well, fighting. Husband and wife, can you sleep at night? Huh? Krishna Palaita, Krishna consulted? None first. Well, then children will be there. Children will be there in suffering also. Yes. With children and Kadak, with children and Bahia, with Kiva. Hey, go to doctor, drink. Medicine, why are you sitting here? Your wife will beat you with a broomstick. Where is he? Get up! Stop! Is this suffering? Why is suffering? Girl is suffering. Why are you not going to the doctor and bring doctor? Yes? Where is your bhagan, Baba? Alas. So, I've been running to the doctor. Hey, doctor, speak. Yes, hey, doctor, please. My medicine, so much thing. Cannot sleep at night, very suffering, this child is suffering, crying. No! That's a stool, you really? I can't sleep and smoke. Baba. Sleepless night, sometimes sleepless night. Then morning, get up, go to doctor, then I have to go to my office work. What to do? Then I go to office work, I go to doctor, and this and that. No cooking today. None can cook to their food. Yes? Think of Baba, think of what sort of life it is. Is Krishna consciousness? Is this an Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Then you are. God, it is lost for you, Baba. Before accepting wife, you should think it of very seriously. Am I prepared to do all these things and keep my Krishna consciousness? You like to meet from that? Not capable? No marriage, no. No more marriage, no more accepting it. Why? You understand? Very difficult. Very difficult to satisfy a woman. You understand? Easy to satisfy Krishna Baba. You make him cry. It's practical, Baba. I am a married man. I am speaking from my own experience. Yes! It's practical, Baba. Practical. Yes, it's practical. Not practical, but practical. Yes, I have faced all these problems in my life. So I made Dhanavati. Krishna was so merciful. Nityana Padhi, so merciful. Gave me a very good kick, finished. In one kick, finished. This side and that side. Nityaira Karuna Hare, brother Radha Krishna Pare. Nityana Padhi, power mercy. Very heavy kick, then this strong bondage will be cut off. Or why? Not easy to cut off this bondage. Durjara Grahasankha, 10th tank of higher pieces. Durjara Grahasankha, this Grahasankha of this family shackle. Family shackle is very strong shackle. Very strong shackle. Cannot be cut off, Baba. You follow me? Yes. Unless you get a heavy kick from Nitai, cannot be broken, Baba. Cry with a Nitai, beg for mercy, or you give a very, very kick, then it's cut off, finish. This side and that side, no more. Understood? Oh, that's just terrible. That's terrible life. Hellish life. Yes. You create hellish situation. Your family life is hellish life. Yes, no person can solve it. You're all of us. Therefore, marriage is the right. to curb this tendency, of injustice. जब घृण क्षोभ ही कसुराया तथा कसुरा लभन महिंसा एवं विराय प्रदया न रही इवं विशुद्धं न विशुद्धं It in case is there, tendency of drinking liquor is there. How to curb? What do you say? Jab ghraan ab akshob hi to suraya. Your tendency is for liquor. You understand? Seven liquor sets are there. Seven drunkards are going. Standing. $1,000. Isn't it? To curb this tendency, Sartre says, in seven type of worship like Kali worship. Worship of Kali. You understand? There is one worship Kali, some liquor will be offered. Understand? Then, after that, that the offer to Kali, then he should only smell that liquor. Smell, not drink. Rana Vaksha. You follow? Only smell. Not drink. That is a mission of the truth. Rana Vaksha. जब घृण रखियो तो ही तो सुराया और ये भी डर आए तो तेने कर जब ये पशु बना तथा पशु लभन हिंसा ये आप दिस टेंडेंसी यही फेस ऑफ द एनिमल सो ही अनेसली कैन नॉट टू किल इट एंड इट द एनिमल इट द फ्लेश नो यू हैव नो राइट टू गिव इट गिव इन द लाइफ व्हाट राइट यू हैव टू किल इट टेक इट लाइफ Therefore, Jagya, possible to Jagya is there, animal sacrifice is there. So, invite various Brahmins, arrange Jagya, so much money required, thousands of dollars, million of dollars required, your ghee, you understand, your gold utensils. So, correctly, then the animal will get new life. If they cannot order correctly, then it cannot live. So Brahman required so many things he had to arrange. Performing sacrifice, animal sacrifice. Millions of dollars. And in college all these pure things are not available. No Brahman is there. So it's all forbidden. So how can you kill an animal and eat his flesh? So they are the same thing. Perform the sacrifice. Then that body killed, and that animal got a new body, and now this body, this flesh will eat. If you can do it, if you cannot do it, then you can eat the flesh. Then it's come. Then says, Devaya Prajayana, Deyimam Visudhamma Vidushoram. Then Devaya Prajaya, and you have this tendency for sexual. Enjoyment, so much lust you have, then you have married. According to Vedic law, then what I said, you have to take about this responsibility. Baba, you have to cry, you cannot sleep at night, all your Krishna consciousness is gone now, Baba. And this child is suffering, you have headache, you have fever, you have diarrhea, my wife has anemia. I have to cook, I have to go to doctor, I have to do this, then I go to job and earn money. Here is Baba, all this thought. Here is thought of Krishna Baba. Where will you think of Krishna Baba? Crying, all night crying. Crying. All night crying. No sleep.
have no sleep at night. How can I go to the office? After what? My boss will be angry. Hey, what are you doing? Get up. Then he got up and said, there is all these thoughts are coming, aren't they? That is the thought of Krishna, Baba. The thought of Krishna, Baba? Yes, sir. What is this life? A miserable life, a hellish life, a hellish situation. Hellish situation, Can I make all these arguments? Then why is he this a blue state? Rascal! What are you doing? Where are you? Why have I married you, You rascal! You cannot mistreat me! Why are you married, you rascal? So, it's very nice, all right. It's very nice meeting you, very sweet, isn't it? It's very good. So, that's what this process is, come this sentence, no more dandruff, no more marriage, no, very good life. Very bad life, very good life, charity life, no surplus. Very nice Krishna consciousness, you can develop.
Devaya Pradaya Anurati. What is the purpose of marriage?
In order to procreate progeny.
Yajna Putra, Krishna consciousness, Vastra Putra.
Not master children. Understand? The purpose of Vedic marriage is to produce Krishna consciousness. A bhakta putra, a Vaishnava putra, not master children. And purpose of Vedic marriage not to give enjoyment to gender. Understand? Not for sexual enjoyment, not a fish. This is a sacred injunction. Understand my language? Then for what purpose are you married? Are you married? No purpose to produce for me. Husband has been, and no purpose. If they tell and wife has no children, why should they marry? If they don't want children, then we don't marry. Yes. Lady should not marry, and young man should not marry. Yes, I should not take up all this responsibility. So, bother. It will face my things of life, my Krishna consciousness of life. Or then, what are the thinking of this up there? Or I cannot get time to think of Krishna. No more marriage, then there. That's all. This law is there, this shastra. You have to curb this. You follow? You have to curb. Otherwise, no. They will never set you in courage. It's because. Mr. Nelson. Hello? Even though I have prodigal, the purpose of marriage, accepting husband, wife accepting husband accepting wife, to procreate Krishna consciousness child. Bhakta putra, Vaishnava putra. You understand? In our Vaishnava society. General society, Yajna Putra. Yes, Yajna Putra. A qualified son. You understand? A qualified son who can keep up the prestige of the family. Glorified. Family will be glorified by you. Your purpose and language. That is the purpose of marriage. Accepting husband or accepting wife. If I am not taking care for my own properly, then why you marry? Why you marry? Then your God is in such an innocent. This is the purpose. Then say, Gita says, Balam balabhatam tāhum kāma rāda vivarjitam dharma virudda bhūtesu kāma smī varadarsana. Gita. Isn't it? Krishna says, in Bhagavad Gita, it is there. Balam balabhatam tāhum kāma rāda vivarjitam dharma virudda bhūtesu kāma smī varadarsana. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am such life which is not contrary to religious principle. And that such life is not contrary to religious principle. What is religious principle then? You should understand that religious principle. Yeah. What sort of such life it is? That is dharma sammata kama. Dharma viruddha sopatnyam kutya patimata hirku. According to Vedic law, wedded wife you should produce a Krishna conscious desire. You say, that is what I say, therefore marriage. Huh? Hello? That's marriage. Very simple. And that's life, which is not confined to religious persons. Huh? If you talk to more fellow religious persons, then you become a failure. Huh? And following Shastra in general. Therefore we have the samskaras. 10 samskaras are there. Garbhavan, it begins from Garbhavan samskara. Yes. Garbhavan samskara, we have that. No husband and wife, this of a day, this day will be night. Huh? Do you understand? Tradition progeny. So we have samskara and samskara is there. That day they perform this jagna and they chant certain rounds. Guru has said, chant 50 rounds. No husband and wife will chant 50 rounds. Only thing of this one, nothing else. Proper time is there. At night, at that time, there's a mantra. Then after that mantra, then the night, and then you finish. Then a nice sun will come out. So there's still some kind of pleasure of your Hari, your Krishna. You understand? Hari goes somehow. Not for the pleasure of your senses. To give pleasure to the sense of Krishna. Krishnendriya kosam, not Nijendriya kosam. To give pleasure to one's own senses, that is dharma. To give pleasure to the sense of Krishna, that is prema. So, this is our first principle. So, giving comments on this verse, Siddha Swami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Sadhguru have said this thing. Evam eva bhajyamilabhidatshyam parasiyamruta Rutadeva Lakshananya Chakrekya Bhyanudya Matrada Sri Matra Madhigama Eva Sastrata Kapsha. Sastrata Kapsha. Rutusnamayam Bhajyaya Ganana Dosa Savalam Kuna Vidyati Krama Vidhan Pabatya Riti Sandarva. It's said in Sandarva. ಕ್ಯಾಂಚಾಧೀನಾಂಕೇತಾಶಿಗೇ ಋತುಸ್ನಾತಾಂ ಜೋ ಭಾಗ್ಯಂ ಸನ್ನಿಧೌ ಯೋಗವತ್ಸತಿ ಜೋ ವಯಂ ಗುಣಹತ್ಯಾಯಂ ಪಚ್ಯತೆ ನ ಪ್ರಶಂಸತಿ ಸ್ಮೃತೆ ಸೂಚಿ ಸಾಧ್ಯತೆ ಓಕೆ ನಿಯಮೇವ ಋತು ಭಾಗ್ಯಾಮುಪೇಯ ದೇವೈತಿ ಋತು ಭಾಗ್ಯಾಗಮನ ಯೋಗ ನ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಫಲಿತಾರ್ಥ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರದಿಂದ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಇದೆ ಆ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಲಿವ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೋಥ್ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ in order to procreate progeny, qualified son or Krishna concept. That Sattva says, at that period, when the wife will have pregnancy, what is that period? You know? Don't know? You have said the truth. Why are you married? Nonsense. You don't know. Menstrual period is there. You understand? Once. Monthly cycle. Once a month, that is months. Menstrual period. The menstrual period there is 1 week time. You understand? Menstrual period started. For 1 week, you should not touch your wife. No? Should not touch. Suffer from hardening, to touch such a woman. For 1 week, she is untouchable. Aspusya. Understand? Yes. And after 1 week, she is ready. You follow? Take bath, she will take bath, you will fire, chant Hare Krishna, ready for pregnancy. You understand? That is the conventional period. At that time, this is 1 week in the beginning and 1 week at the end. 1 month of 4 weeks. You follow? 1 week in the beginning. You understand? A menstrual period, 1 week. cannot touch. And last week also, you cannot touch. In between two is. Understand? That is continuing clear for procreation. Understand? You fool, you don't know, why you have become hard like that? Huh? Nonsense, like a hog or dog. And a hog or dog, nonsense. This is after the union, sir. You should know. That is the congenial period, alright? Proper period for pregnancy. So, both husband and wife should fix a day. You understand? The auspicious day. That is in calendar mentioned, we say that. This day, we do this. Brahmāvāna sanskara. Alright? That is our Shastra Vinyasana. So, he said, so you should go to such wife the proper period. You should not go to her during menstrual period. You should not touch her. She is untouchable at that time. Understand? Yes. Again, you should not touch her. No question. No. The man should not force the wife. Here is there from period, but no person. Why should we leave? Yes. That's another reason. There. Ignore that. Oh, you are my wife. You are my objective enjoyment. I will enjoy it. No. That's not proper attitude. She is not your objective enjoyment. Krishna is only enjoy it. You are not enjoy it. She is Krishna Rasi. This is our Vaishnava process. Huh? She is meant to give pleasure to Krishna, not to you. Understand? Yes. So, this is our injunction. Know that, yes, I have accepted it. You are my wife, you are meant to give me pleasure. No! This is Krishna Rasi. She is meant to give pleasure to Krishna. Senses of Krishna, not to your senses. Understand? This is our injunction in a Vaishnava society, Shastra Siddhanta. This is Shastra Siddhanta, the Shastra injunction. But the period you should go, and she is meaning, she is not, she is not really, she is in a sosa. Alright? This is our injunction. And this is stated in Sandarbha, because Swami has also said in Sandarbha, this is in Sinabhadam, is quite in the motherly of that Sinabhosa. That is there. You know? Again, if husband does like that, then comes offense. So, how may they start to give mention? Then he becomes offended. Understand me? Sometimes, some astrological calculations are also there. Yes, astrological calculations also there. So astrologer may calculate, it is just this as moment comes, as this as time comes. This is the help of the astrologer. In some time, in some, there is no law, sometimes there is law. Yes, as this as no law is there. No, not as this as law is there. This is there, according to astrological calculations. If you follow it, then you have to perform a tournament. That's cheaper. Yes, you have followed it. So, to leave this house. Yes. Therefore, atre rutam bhajyam kriya. This is general rule. Wife has left menstrual period. That period is gone now. Now is proper period to go to her and unite. And make her pregnant with her. This is Shastra injunction. You're not pushing. You should not push. It's a pleasing way. Hello? Then Shastra says, Rupu Snapan is a bhajan samudra lokam acchati. That means, your wife attendance to a period, non-proper period, and she wants a son, child, and you are not going to her, that's also, you are already in Shastra. Yes? Understand? Yes? That's the problem also. She wants that child. Not Prabhupada. And you have to go and give that child. If you have to go, then you have a sattva. Understand? So many distinctions are there. Yes? Then what is there? Yogayam dunhattam patyate natra samsayam. If you have to go, won't be there a child, she wants, then you commit this offense, killing a child in the womb. Understand? That was it. Allah? He said, no, this is Baba. It's not illegal in Yahweh. In Jala, in Jala, in Jala, no sastra in Jala, nothing. I don't care what he is. He may have done that. You follow? That's the sastras are there. Then take differently. Yes. Sastra, sastra. Guru Sasan, that is Guru in the name. Yeah. Without the permission of Guru also, you cannot produce a child. Then both the man and wife come to Guru and take a permission, please. We want a child. Please give us permission. Guru said, yes. Then you can produce, otherwise, no, you cannot. Such restrictions we have in our society. Huh? This is called Smriti Shastra. Huh? That this is law. Ritu Sarjya Mutaya Deva. Ritu Sarjya Mutaya Deva. Sarjya, wife, is ready now. Menstrual period is there. It's gone. Proper time has come. She wants to start. Or then she goes to her. Give up her child. With the permission of the Lord. All right? Then you can. That's it. Of this sexual activity. Otherwise, sexual matters. Otherwise, you cannot have. Stolenness is first are there. So you have to come to a tendency, all these suffering injunctions are there. And the Guru is there. So you cannot act principle. Allah. Thereby, you will please, you will devour the Krishna. You have to please you in order to produce a Krishna conscious child, bhakta. With our mercy that will produce a Krishna conscious child, then your bhakta will serve it. That is for pleasure of Krishna, you do this action. Not for pleasure of your own senses. Understand? Then it is lost. Do that, then it will give you the sense of Krishna. That by dhisikena, dhisikesa sevanam, bhakti is today. That is bhakti. So your senses, you'll serve Hrishikesha, he's the master of the senses. So Janchal is one of the senses. You understand? So how can you serve Hrishikesha to that person? To producing Krishna concept by otherwise no need of using that sense. Only a Grihastha can use, neither a Brahmachari or Vanta or Sannyasi will use it. Understand my language? This is what in a physical aspect. No question is answered there. So the bhava, definitely you'll go to hell, suffer there. Then we speak of illicit sex. What is illicit sex? To enjoy sex without marriage is illicit sex. Jambhavi, jambhavala. But to enjoy sex with a wedded wife, and you have been given concession. But if you think that your wife is the object of enjoyment, she has come to give me enjoyment. Do you follow me? If you think like that, and you like her in that way, so much a task, as a lusty attachment towards your wife, thinking that she has come to give me enjoyment to my genital and enjoyment to my palate and give nice food and give pleasure to my palate and give enjoyment to genital, then that's also in success. Understand? That's also in success. That's also in success. Yes? You should understand this thing. And to do it in success, then you go to hell. You cannot develop bhakti at all. No question, but you must. Understand? It's all our deepest, it's all there inside. And in that, it's all up there in that. Yes. Some people have also said, Kaham Diyaya Anukam Zidaya Sanam Rahasyam Guru Virahasta Mantra Sri Sita Sneho Sita Sisuma Parakaran Guru Vakha Chitta. And that, Sri Sita Ravan. Yajat Prasasko Jihihamana Karmani Loha Vali Kripta Kama Upasta Jihiham Dohu Manyamana Kaham Deve Jirvanta Moha. Prahlad Maharaj says, Prahlad Maharaj Mahadana, isn't there? One of the great Mahadanas, he says, seven sisters, Kadam Priyaya and Kadam Vidaya.
How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with your family?
Most affectionate to his wife, sir. Yes. Priya, Priya means wife, Kadam Priyaya. My dear wife, that's my wife. Oh, my dear husband, yes, very sweet. Poet, Sangam Rasya, Jokins, Miles, yes, how nice it is, I can't forget. Oh, that is coming to my mind. His name is not coming, it's gone, isn't it? Gotham, how can I forget of it? Chavasakas, this is the existence.
How can a person who is most affectionate to his wife, the core of his heart being always filled with her picture, get up with her specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place.
Solitary place? Laughing, looking, embracing, kissing? Yes. How can that be solitary to me kind? It's a Krishna never comes, huh? Come on. Yes?
Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife?
Who can give up a dear and affectionate wife? I cannot. Give up. So in my mind, that is a Christian mind only. My mind is dirty. How can my mind think of this, huh? So? Then?
Small children talk in broken language.
Let us know, children. Mommy, Daddy, small broken language, that's it. I'm very forgetting.
Very pleasing to hear.
Pleasing to hear, broken language. Yes. And they got small kids laughing in my head, laughing. Yes, mommy started speaking. Yes, mommy, that's nice. Huh? Yes.
And your affectionate father always thinks of their words.
Yeah, affectionate father will think of that word. So, how can you forget it? How can you think of this one? That picture comes from the mind. So, there is a good one for this.
How could he get up their association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father.
A daughter is especially dear to his father.
And while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs there are many decorated items of household furniture. And there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached household is like a silkworm.
Silkworm.
It weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned.
It's a cocoon, yes.
Unable to get out.
Unable to get out, yes.
Symbol for the satisfaction of two important senses. The genitals and the tongue. One is bound by material conditions. How can one escape?
Again. That's what I'm alive with. It is open and it prison finished. No more prison comfort. Understand? This is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. Same Prahlad Maharaj. Janma Samadhi Gramedi Sukhani Kutsang Kandrayenam Karayari Vadukha Dukhani Kriptanti Nehukubana Vadukha Vada Kandrayenam Manasi Gandhihari Kandhira 7-9 Kandhari.
Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. We are ladies.
Very nice.
We are ladies, so-called Grihasthas, who have no spiritual knowledge. They think that this dishing is the greatest platform of happiness. Although actually, it is a source of distress.
Yeah. In the beginning, very nice. It is very nice. In the beginning, when the source will come up, so much pain.
The Kripanas, the fools who are just the opposite of Brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment.
No! Those are kind, getting so much distress, so much pain. How come in so much distress and pain, still not that bad. Still again, running behind that.
Those who are dear, however, who are sober, and who tolerate the fishing, are not subjected to the suffering of the fools and rascals.
Yes. Who can tolerate the arts of lust? Or sexual arts. Kandagadana manasika visaita jira. It's intolerable. Such arts. The sexual arts. Intolerable. Yes. Very difficult to tolerate. But who can tolerate? Well, Amara said, Kandagadana manasika visaita jira. One is a sower. One is a devotee. You understand? Oh Lord, he says this thing from listening away. Oh Lord, one. Who is a dear devotee? One was gotten mercy from you. Who is engaged in your loving service, day and night, 24 hours, engaged in bhajan. Only he will be able to tell that this all. Otherwise, nobody can be able to tell that this all. Understand? Yes. Doctor says, Kama Krishna Arpane. Mattam Das Thakur says, Kama Krishna Arpane. You have so this lusty desires and so much urges there. It is very difficult on your part to solve it. Not then solve it. Kama Krishna Arpane. And give yourself then my 24 hours under the guidance of the bona fide Vaishnava Guru. Loving service. Love Krishna. Then you'll be able to solve this off. In other words, he, only he can tolerate this all, sexual love, was developed in him. You follow? Was developed in him. Only he can tolerate, other no one can tolerate, you see. The prostitute came, Mayajani herself came to Haddas Pathu, you see. You follow? To break his brother and break his power. But what happened? In a solitary place, dead of night, Haddas Thakur was staying in a cave, you understand? In a solitary place. He was a young man at that time. But engaged, he had like 24 hours engaged in bhajan. There was such love. Relishing the nectar emanating, Premanam Sittana. You are doing Premanam Sittana. Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, Premanam Sankirtana. Premanam Sankirtana. Relishing the mellow, nectar of mellow emanating from Nam Sankirtana. The prostitute can never young. Prostitute can get up night. Shelter place. Yes. You are not educated at all. Haddas Thakur was not educated at all. So much immersed in his bhajan, completely immersed. You have no consciousness of his body. You follow? मैं बंद नहीं कर सकता. And that said, just as you say, we are Vaishnava Thakur, she paid obeisance, said, Vaishnava Thakur, Bansakara Patan, fulfills the desire fulfilling dream. Someone comes with some desire to a Vaishnava fulfills the desire. That she said, I am a young maiden, I have this desire, sexual desire, yeah, I have been suffering. Such urge is there. I have come to you. Please satisfy my desire. You follow me? And you are Vaishnava. You are Bansakara Patan. You are a desire fulfilling tree. Whatever desire one presents, is for a course of prudence. And what? But that's how to say, all right, I will fulfill your desire. But sit down there, outside the cottage. I have my hope. I have to chant a certain number of rounds, my Guru has said, unless I finish, I won't do anything. You understand? So wait. Wait there, let me finish this, then I'll definitely fulfill your desire. So then I'm getting chanted. The whole nice long. Now that morning. Then said, please excuse, I cannot finish my rounds. After all, please excuse, come next day. In this continuous 3 days, she said, same thing happened, whole night, stays, chanting, said, I can please. So, at last, secretary of the never agitated, Kama Krishna Arpani, he had given, completely engaged in loving service to Krishna, no more earth at last, in the devil, prayer of Krishna, engaged in giving pleasure to sense of Krishna, no more. Or the giving pleasure to own sense of no karma. Only we can come in. Then we chant. The consciousness of the prestigious chant becomes of Mayadevi herself to test. And at last Mayadevi also admitted the grace. Isn't it? That's the chance. The prestigious became her disciple and accepted it and to initiate it and started chanting. Became her story. Isn't it? Yes. That is, yes. Kala Marse Kandadira Namasi Jam Sahi Padhira. Kala, you can convey the sexual urge and cover it. Those who are sober, the object devotee, soul persons, the object devotee, gotten your mercy, engaged in your loving service, always, only they can convey it. Otherwise, nobody can tell it. Yes. Kama Krishna. So we are giving this training. How to develop your Krishna consciousness. How to develop Krishna prema. Chant your name, chant offenseless. Yirapadhyam amlaile paya Krishna prema. Your chanting is offenseless. Your name will definitely develop Krishna prema. Then you will be able to tolerate this earth. You understand? Sexual earth. No more earth will be there. Transform the karma, transform into prema. That will say, become as lusty as gopis. Become as lusty as gopis. There is no question of lust at all. It's pure love. Tomorrow, there is no sexual intercourse. It is not like that. Krishna's lira, is the gopis. It is not karma here, not based on love, based on love. You understand? They are all engaged in giving pleasure to the senses of Krishna. They are no kind of desire to give pleasure to their own senses. Therefore said, we must be our devotees. We must have to give pleasure to Krishna. Let Krishna enjoy us. You understand? He is enjoyer and you have to be enjoyed. Therefore, that they coating themselves nicely, combing their hairs nicely, putting on nice arms, putting on nice sari, before mirror standing, looking their face, bright, nice, looking, smiling, everything will be pleasing to Krishna. You understand? The no desire, the teacher's desire, to get some pleasure from their senses, no. But You both better. The sense of Krishna. And this is prema. And levels of Krishna prema, then the lost is transformed into love. This kama Krishna happens. Understand? Then you are able to solve the problem. Otherwise you cannot. You cannot. You cannot solve the problem. Yogi yogis, sannyasi, sauhari muni, thousands years old, the Swamita muni, who underwent 60,000 years penance, severe austerity penance, acquired very wonderful mystic, power. They cannot come less, besides, they fell down, you see. They are not doctors, they are not devotees, they are not engaged in giving pleasure. After the sense of Krishna, they are not engaged in bhajan, they are not cultivating bhakti. You understand? They are performing the seizure of Satan, penance, and that is desire how to get this mystic perfection. Mystic perfection. I become Lord Bhagavan. I can do whatever I like. So they tell them. Maya is so strong. What is it of you? What big these colors? What? Big these sannyasis? Accepting sannyas, catching hold of Ganga? Then? Yes. So, strong rocks cannot throw it, no bhakti. So, throwing Ganga, catching Ganga. It's very good, nice, sir. After sannyas ashram, then guest ashram. Sannyas ashram is perfect ashram. What it is that after sannyas I get a gospel? Sinful affair, sinful affair. Better to die. Better to die. Why are you surviving? I can show your face. Sinful person. Dog of heart. Not a human being, dog of heart. That's no sin. You see? This is so serious affair. So some industries are there, therefore. You are very strict in your sense. You have to curb this tendency, suffer this quintessence. After you are encouraged. Therefore, marriage, Veda, Ayatollah, marriage is. You have to procreate, nice progeny, call it a son or Krishna comes a child. Only marriage is prescribed, marriage not prescribed for getting pleasure out of sexual intercourse. You understand? No sexual pleasure. You understand? Marriage is not allowed for that. This is an issue. Allah? Thank you very much.
See, they're getting married for companionship, they're saying. They want some companionship.
They are. Companionship means they want illicit sex only. Therefore, in material world also you see, population is increasing, That's a headache for the government. How to give foodstuff, how to give food. Problem comes. Then the government says that we are all right, asakrami, contraceptive. You can enjoy sex when no children will come out. You see? Sex enjoyment is there, but no children. They adopt this thing. So they want companion, and they want to enjoy sex, but no children. They adopt contraceptive in
adopt. No person is being married without having children.
No, it's like the only part. This is the purpose of marriage. The third is, Krishna comes as sex. Otherwise, not for sexual enjoyment, no? Violence is possible. So those who want only companion, that means I have to embrace Kishore, Vishore, Dada, and not that. That means that it is all in a sort of sex only.
He said that it becomes miserable.
Yes.
So then what if the person decides, oh, I don't want any more? when can he bona fidely leave it?
I believe.
What?
Do you have to ask you if you can
leave family life? Is it child's play?
That you are accepting your wife, huh? Marrying, huh? Now getting lashes, I need, huh?
Sometimes people think that way.
That is a thing. The coolest song. No, you are responsible. Yes, very, adverse situation. Very adverse situation. Then Guru may say, I like to die. Guru may say, see that, husband and wife lead the life of Brahmachari and Brahmachari means like that. No more marriage.
Not one of them?
No.
No.
No more marriage. Living not married. Living not married. Strict life of Brahmachari, Brahmachari, you need. Guru is very strict in your
So how was the woman protected at that time?
Huh?
How was the woman protected at that time?
Huh? Protected?
Yes. She takes protection from
father? Husband.
From husband?
Oh, not a husband. There's no children there. To have protection. You come to dependent. Krishna is the only protector. Krishna is the only protector. Who is protecting me? He's not telling me. Nonsense. You're complete dependent on Krishna. Complete surrender. When Krishna falls, I'll protect you. I'll not tell you. What is to be this law? So good to be a burden for that. Found there, Krishna must protect. Krishna must be there. I'm in this, I'm in servant. I'm in this, it's a young person. Some people are very centered. Let us see. That is your Krishna call for us. Come, let us go. Once you're married means you're suckled now. Very strong suckle. Not easy thing to break it, Baba. Vijaya Grosinkara. Transcribed to have a Krishna said that. Grosinkara. This family suckle. Oh, very strong to break. Yet you broke it, you broke it. It's just the goodness.